No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Very good evening to you all, Namibia. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Motokoroponawa. And welcome to one more Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM, brought to you by the Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM. We are always here every Tuesday night and every Thursday night, always passing to you a word of faith, always passing to you the word of God, believing that God is going to make a change and a difference inside of your life, regardless of the problems that you are going through. Maybe you are suffering from suicidal thoughts. You have attempted many times to commit suicide. Or maybe you are having an illnesses, maybe an incurable disease. You're infected by a sickness, a disease. But you have to understand that there is a way out of your problem. There is nothing impossible that God cannot do. Yes, impossible is just a word. That's why we are bringing to you the Stop Suffering program. Because we believe that through the testimonies that you have, that you're going to hear, God has the power to change people's life. And I would like you as well to prepare your glass of water, because in the end of the program, we are going to pray for your water, your bottle of water, your glass of water next to the device. And definitely, when you drink, God is going to heal you. Good evening, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, Pastor Daryl, and good evening, Namibia. Omwa to kewa pono wa kembinga dishe doshilongo kuko na ave shoko. O programa we oyo hoe te lo aluche kongereka Universal Church amo Igor FM a iye kulife pole mono lihuna iye kwa alukila momepo. Pamwe ove umwa vota mono ihuna ulinohara munyoe ya pumbwa emangululo nande tulimo shirongo shetu sha manguluka ohara munyoe oilimo ya manguluka onga ine manguluka onga shimongula watu dane fikule tulo independence mara shike pamwe ohara munyoe ine manguluka otusha keneko mujuma hapu otusha keneko eme podo mulo jido mafingo eme podi odo ovino hala kukala mudo mwene kuna shito druku ninga otomono ihuna melimwene nino ohatu kushivane opo u kufe umbinga pamwena she mome ilikano atukaninga kehuliolo polo garamai ohene wapungo kunongi kidoka kopiko weko meva ilo kakende kweko meva opo eshi atuke ako nome ilikano kehuliolo polo garamai o hatuke ilikane no meva oe noona tango hatuke ilikane no haramunyo oe opo kalunga adroku imangula omeitavelo omo uliko kule kule esho tuliko kule kule ukatukuete ashike kalungo kulipa mwena avopo opo adroku kufapo mojo ya eshe ngenge omune itavelo move. So, opone unanga inatufika kome ilikano ngengo tosha kene kujua kufini ni kunene, ototuru kutu dengela kono mora yetu yongo ji, onola no hetatu, onola, onola wavari, ombali wavari, nonatu watatu, nonano.
Yes, and maybe you are suffering from bad luck, or you are depressed, or you are a victim of witchcraft, or perhaps you are having suicidal thoughts, or anxieties, maybe you are addicted, or suffering from insomnia. Or financial problem, you have been looking for a job, but you are unable to find a job. God can make the impossible to become possible. What you need to do is just to believe that God can make a change inside of your life. And tonight we are bringing to you the testimony as well. Remember that every Tuesday night and every Thursday night, we always bring to you a real life story. Someone that perhaps face the same situation that you are facing, but through the power of faith, God delivered this person. And this person is going to share her testimony with us. And you're going to hear as well. Remember that we are going to, after the testimony for 30 minutes, we are going to open the lines for you to call in and to include the name of a loved one in the prayer book. Maybe you have the name of your son or the name of your brother or the name of your sister. Maybe someone that is suffering. Yes, you can always call here the studio and include the names of your loved ones in the prayer book. Or you can call the number of AIDS. A toll-free number is a free number. Yes, a toll-free, which means free number. You can call the number now at 08002-3335. I repeat, 08002-3335. That is the toll-free number. They can call Pastor Festus, right?
Yes. Ongashungo mfitatati kucha, ha? Mo studio katulimo iko shatuke, otulimo ona tango neho kololo, la ongashungo atu shininga alushe kucha, ihatu ya mo shatuke etivagine tine ndele, ohatu ya mo neho kololo, olo talikuli kile kucha ohnara mwenyo ote idrukulu ndruka nando ikale ya mowi ufike peni o atu tinge ipitano emani kwa ike kucha ohnara mwenyo ena veo ote idrukulu ndruka shashura na vatu avesha vatu ya navomu ohnara mwenyo davo dalu ndruka no detu yo dalu ndruka so openo mito ohnara mwenyo eno natangu ilu ndruke so ototu den ngelene ekono mola yongo di onola no hetatu onola vavali ombali vavali no natu vatatu no nano ongo joyoto dengele oyoshari shangongi itofutu nando kapeni kasha ilo nande kongo joyega kunasha oto denge ongo shari ongo jote ipichaiki ini mayo moshinga heta mfano kucha oto free.
Yeah, what did you say, Pastor?
So they can call us on that number which yes. is for free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as I told them that every time when we come in the air, we come with a testimony of someone who have their lives transformed, which shows that anyone's life can change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, impossible, just a word.
Yes.
Okay, so we have Jonita here today. Good evening, Jonita.
Good evening, Pastor.
And welcome to the Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM.
Thank you, Pastor.
Jonita, you spoke on Tuesday night that your life took a turning point when you went to high school, when you, how can I say, you start involving yourself with the wrong friends,
yes,
who introduce you to alcohol, and you start drinking at the age of 15.
Yes, Pastor.
You even failed your grade 10 due to drinking habit.
Yes, Pastor.
Because of the friends that you involve yourself with.
Yes,
could
Pastor.
Could you just... go through your testimony. How did your life, start to turn in that way?
Yes, so basically what happened is when I went to high school, that's when I engaged myself with these wrong friends. They introduced me to alcohol. So I remember there was a time when we were writing our final exam, grade 10. We were writing our first subject, then we had to drink. We had a break where we were supposed to study, but we went out to drink and then we came to write the exam, which we just didn't even write anything at all. And at this point, I didn't care much about my studies at all. It wasn't a priority because I just wanted to be with my friends. I wanted to hang out with them, to be partying. That was the life that I wanted. So I didn't care anymore about my studies. I remember when I failed my grade 10, my parents tried to take me to NAMCO so that I can be able to upgrade my points, but yet I ended up failing as well. At that point, they couldn't pay for my studies anymore, so I was just at home. I was doing nothing.
But why would you involve yourself with the friends? Is it because of, you didn't receive care or love at home? What made you to go that way?
What made me to go that way, basically at home as well, I didn't receive that much care from my mom because also my mom used to suffer from, she was a victim of witchcraft. So she sort of had a thing like she rejected us as her children
because of this problem.
Yes. Mm. So when I went to high school, I saw this group of friends that are welcoming. And that's when I thought to myself, okay, so this I can engage myself with these people because they are welcoming. They look like they were caring, they were supportive and all that. That's when I engaged myself with them. But then it led me to a wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then you began to drink.
I began
at the age of 15.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I began to drink. From that time, as I was saying, I was just at home. I wasn't studying. I wasn't doing anything. So I only saw myself that at this point around, I'm just going to be partying. That's when I started partying. I remember there was a time I started to date this guy who introduced me to drugs. And then I also started to do drugs with him as well.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
And you see, Pastor Festus, there are many people who's going through this. Maybe this person is listening to us now and say, that she does not understand English. But Pastor Festus, you can just speak a little bit what she mentioned, so that this person can hear that God is there to help them.
Ungashingo tati kucha o kwa kuihalukeri mi hakanma yo malodu aningoshi hakanma sho malodu mola okome ohole na okari pongo na mumbo ya wana okujakume mwa eshashme mwa na kuita shake neke mepo domulodinga shingao okucha inanjo hole ya wana kuno na vai. Kwa motu shake ni kongalea fafan, ngengo onu, unu onu, ngenge tatale ombinga inya. Ewe tovanu ta nandi chekucha ta shele play chinga, ongalea faili ina wako mbingi inya, tavinya nyuda, vafa ta anomalo du vafa, ongalo inyo hai monika ya fili nao. Ndeshe neki haluke limo ongaloyo inaiwa pale longala mwenye yae, oyo shosharishe nyenga no kujamo no kuri pa moto shake ne kongala ya fafana ulimo ngalo oyo obinihal ashike kuna ngeto drukuninga ekwa fweli wa pumbwa ola kalunga ashike.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yes, you can continue, Jonita.
Yes, so at that point, that's when now I really became addicted to alcohol, because it started with every weekend we would party until it reached to every week we had to drink. At that time, I even got a job whereby I was just going to the work drunk and I would not do anything. I would just be sleeping in the toilet. I would just be sitting for the whole day and then I have to come back home. And when I come back home, before I get home, I would always have to pass by a shebeen to drink, and that's when I'll come back home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you were unable to live without alcohol.
I wasn't able to live without it.
You Pastor. Need to drink. You
I
need
needed to
be
drink.
Under the influence of the alcohol.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And maybe, dear friend, you are listening to us now, and every single day you are drinking. Every single day you don't go to work anymore. Maybe you are working and you are now on a point of losing your job, because maybe you also come drunk, going drunk to work, and your boss have been giving you warning letters. Your life is just becoming worse. Listen, we are bringing to you this real life story because this person, Jonita's life changed, and your life can change as well. Maybe you say that no, you're under curse, that things are just becoming worse in your life, that now you have even suicidal thoughts. You have attempted many times even to commit suicide, because maybe you are rejected by your parents, you're rejected by family members, and you think that you could get the support from friends, and the friends have just led you in the wrong places, right, Pastor Festus?
Kashimba ohudite ongaramonye afafana. Ove wakwato noko madila dio okuliku fomo enyo. Tojipu amwe to. Ushima tashikuwa papala. Ashike ne ushima shumwetwa pumoku shiva. Ndishipopia lushema la dio omwe shikucha. Sheka tushi oluturi no mwenyo. Ndireshe omwenyo ulimolutu. Okucha nengengo mwenyo wadimo omolutu. Ononele ite ikakala. Ashike no tushishi ngokucha. Ushipango kwa tuwangu ino dipa. Kucha no mwenye oye mwenye tu dipaya. Utoli ningilo, toli kufilo, ovetave mwenye. So, poneleo kushili ningila shosho wii, enge nutale ponshichi oye, utale ngenge, italundulu ngala mwenye oye. Ifikulu mwendati kwa ame mwenye, ohanji iko kongere kakunditale, ngenge kalungi italundulu ngala mwenye yangi. Ove mkwetune iko ongo diri po pepina abopo, toduruashike kudenga de tomone vate, tomone kungo mwenye.
Mm-hmm.
Dongao,
yeah.
So I'm trying to say it. Maybe the person is trying to kill himself. To myself, one day, I thought like this.
I will go to this church to see if God will not change my life.
Mm.
So the person, he have just a phone there closer to them, just to call once and for all and to receive a counseling.
Yeah. Mm. Just get the help. That's why I want you to call now, the toll-free number. It's a free line. You can pick up your phone and call. Don't hesitate. You are there in the north. You are there in the south. You are there in the coast. Here in Windhoek. You can pick up your phone and call. Call now, you that is in need of help. 0800-22-3335. I repeat, 0800-22-3335. That is the toll-free number, is the free number. They can call the number, Pastor Festus.
You can call the number. Ono mola yango joto dengele, ono la no hetatu, ono la vavari, ombali vavari, no natu vatatu, no nano. Denga paife.
Yeah. So, Junita, going back to the testimony, you also mentioned that you're also introduced to drugs, when you start using drugs too, and your lifestyle, even you even become depressed and having low self-esteem, and you are even suicidal. Can you talk to more about it? From alcohol, you went to drugs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Pastor. When I saw my life in this state, I saw my life having no directions. No, I'm not moving forward. By that time, I could even see the ones that I was with in high school. Some of them go to varsity. Some of them had better jobs. And I saw my life, it's going nowhere. And that's when I became depressed. I became depressed to the point that I used to feel worthless. I used to feel useless. I used to feel like, why am I here? Where is my life going to go? That's when I used to have this thought of wanting to kill myself, because I felt like, if I kill myself, I'm going to end everything, all the problems that I am going through.
And you used to smoke marijuana.
I used to smoke wheat, Pastor.
Wheat. Yes. Marijuana.
It's wheat, Pastor. We call it wheat. Yeah. There's also another name where we used to call it skunk.
Oh.
Yes.
You smoke every day.
I used to smoke it every day.
Mm.
Yes.
And you're having now very low self-esteem and even suicidal.
Yes.
Thoughts.
Yes.
Did you attempt it?
Yes. I remember there was this other time when I was coming from work and I was standing to cross the road and a thought came to me like, I can just throw myself in front of this car, then everything else is going to end, because I was restless. My soul was, I was not happy. I remember there were times I would speak to myself and say, I just want to be happy, even if it's for the day, but this happiness would never come. So that day I was standing there in front of that car and I thought to myself, if I throw myself now in front of this car, I'm going to die and all the pain, all the suffering is going to come to an end.
Friend, I would like you to call the toll-free number. You see, Junita was suicidal. From alcohol, she began to use drugs, skunk, and she even have suicidal thoughts. Suicidal thoughts. She wanted to kill herself. And maybe you are in this situation. Maybe right now you lock yourself out. You don't talk to nobody. You are there. You have been going from one place to the other looking for help. But your life is just becoming worse, worse, worse. Every single day is just becoming worse. God can change your life if you can just give God a chance. You can pick up your phone and call the toll-free number now. He's just waiting for you, friends. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. Call now the toll-free number. 0800-22-3335. They can call Pastor Festus.
Uh-huh.
This person may be suicidal. Have tried many places looking for help, but unable to find help.
Uh-huh.
Jesus is the way out of their problem.
Yes. So, ngengatu shpiriki nengaha. Onu mote tetete eshi onu totameke inima yu wihakana. Ongala mwenye wa ikala yafa taimonika nawa. Uwete wafa wuka monjila iwa. Ndoma umu waeshe tu wakanifa. Koni mane yefimbo wakanifa umu waeshe. Wakanifa nofkola we. Wakanifa na ilonga we. Peifu ngala mwenye wa kutano ukilapo bali. Okucha otori monoko wafa ulio nu eheshiva lio nu elio mwini nekelwa. So ashike, otunelo kushishiva kucha, opuka lunga shikon nuta dru kuninga omuinekewa onuta dru kutame ko kulinekelo ngala mwenyu yae onuta dru kutame ko kuitavela muye mwene onuta dru ku okumona elinekelo lo ngala mwenyu ashikenge nguli wakaniferi nekelo uli wakanifo ngala mwenyu ndo wamwena ashike watelela shike ngenge munyu nyomuka pena onuta dru kuvatela nanduke ndabale shinyana ashinya Ape ifano la kalunga te ifana tati ile ni kwame amushaba hamlongo no malolo kifwa na ame ohandi mpetru muko. So otodrune kutu dengela kono mola yetu yongo di ono la no hetatu. Ono la vavari, ombali vavari, no natu vatatu, no nano. Otodru kudenga paifengaha, oto hange po o te kuyakula nombili, no, no kukupe hungo mwenyo, opo ngala mwenyo e iduro kulundruka. Ove shuwa pumbogu ninga Prikina etolo nkumwe li toka mona, na shito tolo mwe wana, to shito la milonga.
Mm-hmm. What did you say, Pastor?
I'm saying that the life sometimes, when people going through that life, they go in like, is something very good, something enjoyable. But then the outcome is, when a person begin to lose everything, it turn him to the point of even wanting to kill himself. Instead of turning to the right person, who can be able to change their lives, which mm-hmm. is the Lord Jesus.
Yeah, and only God can fill this void. Like, Yonita, you are also saying that there was a void inside of you, an emptiness.
Yes, yes, there was this void, this emptiness inside of me. It's why I used to do all these kind of things, because I was trying to fill this void. And the more I would drink and smoke, the void grew. It grew. So as it grew, I would always want to tell myself, okay, let me try out things there. Let me try out. I remember even I got myself tattooed, because I was like, everything that comes in my mind, or I see what my friends are doing, I'm going to do, because I see them doing it and they look happy. So I felt like if I do, I might be happy as well. But it got even worse, and it never made me happy, but it made me more sad, more depressed and more suicidal.
Mm-hmm. So you start tattooing yourself.
Yes, Pastor.
And also you were having multi relationships.
Yes, mm-hmm. as well, because I wanted to also feel accepted by other people around me. So I would always have a guy here, another guy there. I would maybe even date for a week, a month, and all that. It's not... I used to tell myself, I don't want to do these things, but I just want to be happy. I just want to fill this void inside of me. So I would try out all the different guys, but nothing would work out, because one thing would lead to another, and the situation would get even more worse.
You didn't have peace.
I didn't have peace at all.
Okay. And your mother used to come to the church.
My mother used to come to church.
Mm-hmm. And she used to invite you to come to church, or how did you begin to know about the church?
Actually, Pastor said, even after or while I was doing these things, I used to come to the church. I knew about the church, but for some reason, I wasn't interested in anything of the church. I felt I saw the world more interesting. I wanted to experience things outside there. I felt I saw the church as something that will, like, it will hold your life at one position, and I wanted to experience a lot of things. So when my mom saw the kind of life that I'm living, when she saw that I'm going very far, that's when she used to tell me, you need to come back to church, because only God will be able to help you. But I used to think to myself, she only wants to make me feel good, but it's not true. My life is not going to change.
Mm-hmm. And maybe, dear friend, you are asking yourself, what church is this that is on the radio? Mm-hmm. No, I don't want church. But we are not bringing to you church. We are bringing to you the Stop Suffering program. Mm. Because your suffering must stop.
The suffering must stop.
The problem must stop.
The problem must end.
Yeah. And this problem can only change when you give God the change, when you give it over.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we are not the one who are going to change anyone's life.
Yeah,
it's God Himself.
Exactly. who changed Shonita's life is not the mother, is not the church,
is not the pastor,
is not the pastor. It's God, because she was open to give her life to God. She was ready to offer the alcohol, the tombo, she was ready to offer the drugs, she was ready to offer
to the boyfriends.
Yeah, everything to God. And she became God. She became God, become her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now she depends on God. God is the friend, God is the father, God is one with her. And God can also change your life, dear friend. Don't, if you have suicidal thoughts, don't take your life, friends. Give God a chance. Say no to suicide. Say no to suicide. Right, Pastor Festus. Mm-hmm. They can call the toll-free number. You can call now the toll-free number 0800-22-3335. I repeat, 0800-22-3335. They can call the number, Pastor Festus.
Mm-hmm. So, ototro ye kutu dengela kono mala yetu yongodi, onola no hetatu, onola veli bavari, ombali bavari, onatu batatu, nonano.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and your mother began to pray for you.
My mother began to pray for me, and because I even remember there was a time she was telling me that she would come from the church and then she would always bring the blessed water of from the church and she would sprinkle it around my house,
mm-hmm.
using her faith for me to change, for me to get out of this life that I was living.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you start seeing a change.
I started seeing a change because by that time she was inviting me to come and receive the anointing oil that we were receiving. And that's the time I decided, okay, let me just go and get this anointing oil. But I wasn't really going to stay in the church. But when I went, the day that I went, that's when I spoke to an assistant in the church. I opened up to her because everything that I was living, I was never open up. I never told my mom. I never told anyone because I didn't want to be judged. I wanted to keep my profile that I'm doing okay. So when I opened up to this assistant, that's when I felt relief. For the first time, I felt like a burden was removed off my shoulder. And that's what made me to continue coming to the church.
Mm-hmm. By the way, did you see a change in your mother? Because you say that your mom was having a spirit of witchcraft. Did you, that time, did you already see some changes in your mom?
By that time I did. She was free. She was delivered from the witchcraft. She also had migraine for 25 years, which migraine. Was also free. Yes, okay. She was also free. I saw my mom's life really completely transformed.
It's through her life that you decide to give your life to God because yes. You saw the changes.
Yes.
Yeah. And today, Junita, what can you say? You are sleeping peacefully during the night. You have received the Holy Spirit. You have peace. You are no more addicted to alcohol. You're no more addicted to drugs. You are free. What can you say?
Today, Pastor, I can say I am totally free. I'm free from the alcohol, from the drugs, the smoking, the sleepless night. I'm completely free now. It's been 5 years now that I'm completely free at all. I don't depend on the alcohol anymore, neither the cigarettes. And as well as the friends that I had, the boyfriends that I had to cut them all off because I wanted a new life. So I had to exchange the old life that I was living in order for God to give me a new life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I have received.
Amen.
Yes.
So you are completely changed. Now when your mother look at you, what can she say?
My mother, when she looks at me, she doesn't have words to say. Honestly, she only says, I thank God for your life.
Mm.
Because by now, I don't know where you would have been.
Mm. So you are really transformed.
Completely transformed, Pastor.
Amen. And this person that is listening to us now, thinking that they have a big problem, that their problem is impossible. They have been looking for help, going from A to B to Z, looking for help, but they have failed. What can you tell them?
Pastor, what I can tell this person is that whatever problem that they are facing, the only person who can change their situation, it's only God. Because if they try to run to people, to mothers, to sisters, this person will not be able to help them, but only God. So they need to give their old life to God so that God will give them a new life and by the power of faith.
Amen. And if you would like to speak to Juanita, tomorrow you will be in the church.
I will be in the church.
Maybe what time?
Tomorrow I will be in the church from 9.
From 9 o'clock?
Yes.
Here at Osman Platt, yes. Number 32 Independence Avenue.
Yes, Pastor.
So if you would like to find out more or talk to you, Juanita, you can talk to her. You can talk to her tomorrow. We are going to be having our prayer, our service in the church here in Osborne Platt, number 32 Independence Avenue. You that want to be free, maybe you are a victim of witchcraft, you are a slave of addiction, a slave of alcohol, drugs. God is the way out of your problem. Stay tuned after this break. We are going to come back with the word of faith and also to open the lines for you to call in, you that is in need of help. Stay tuned.
Uchane udi woye uthike peni, okuna onjira kuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yoshirongo shakarunga. Patrura ora dio yoye etiari netine. Pomgoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekuthi kuthi jo Igor FM.
Back your preconceptions of the...
All right, we are back again here at Eagle FM with the Stop Suffering program. Before we open the lines, let me read for you the scripture here, the Bible scripture in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 21, verse 5. The word of God says here, then it says like this, that then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. I make all things new. So you see here that God have made all things new in the life of Junita. Maybe you are thinking that your life, you are not worth living. You have been in to one relationship after the other, you are used to be addicted to alcohol, to drugs, and you think that your life will never change. God can make all things new if you can give him a chance. That's why we are here on Eagle FM every Tuesday, every Thursday, bring to you the word of God, bring the word of God to your house, to your heart, and also bring to you a real life story, because the proof that God is alive.
Mm.
Right, Pastor Festus?
Takutua kucha. Kalunga tatikucha. Ishtakutua kucha. Elion tumba ko shipangirwa punji. Elion tumba ko lukarwa. O tatikucha. O haningi oinima aishe ikale ipe. O tushishikucha o elion tumba ko shipunjoko. Iloko lukarwa alo. O mwene Yesu Kristus. O kalunga mwene. O haningi oini ma aishe ikale ipe. Ngengo tuwa tale, o tuwa pulikine mehokolo la Junita. O muno mehokolo beli avari. Ehokolo lola e, nehokolo la memo ae. O kwa tale la kumemo ae, kalunga ningo ngaramunye ae ikale ipe. Shasho tati kucha memo ae kwa liyo nuntu oshi pa taula, yu kwa li tashake neke mepodo mauloji. So, o ngaramunye ae kuini nga ipe. Takuyoka anakae, katamigwa nuku ya kukalunga. Kalunga taningongala mwenye yako ipe. Nande kwa li, aya minima yoma pangwe, minima yoma lodu, minima yoma wii. Ongala mwenye, kalunga, ongala mwenye yako ininga ipe. So, ngengo tatale kedu, keshe simwe shiri kedu, kalungo he shini ingi shipe. Kucho miche genga studio etenga ho, kalungo he dini ingi dipe. Onune, okuna endunge nunongo neshivo, loku chakucha, ngenge opkape na utadruku ningange ndikale ndini ngulu kendi ningendi mpe, ihandenge nembela pukalunga, ono atupopina epe ifa apa, onene endunge nonmeno madiladilo, noneshuda noneshudi, tekucha, ongala mwenyo ote idruku lunduka.
Mm-hmm. What yes. Did you say, Pastor?
Yes, God can make things new.
Mm.
So, if we see, like, even the trees, God make them new. they are renewed. Whom we are speaking to right now is a person who have the thought, who have the mind, who can understand that there is nowhere that he can be able to be renewed. No matter things are going worse, he have nowhere to go. But if he come to God by hearing all these testimonies of how God changing life, how God changed lives, he understands. And when you come by hearing all this testimony, you know already I am going to my God for my change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's why, friend, I would like to open the lines now in the studio. Here, you can call this number now in the studio if you'd like to include the name of a loved one, name of a friend, a family member in the prayer book, 0832 083288401. I'll repeat, 083288401. They can call this number, Pacifistus.
Yes. Peifenga ha, ongo diyo mo mepo ya patruka, o to druku tu dengela peifenga ha mo mepo, peifenga ha mo studio mo, to druku po pisa na se peifenga ha, o putule edina longkwane dimo e, o utamoni huna, membolo meilikano ha, tuntula membolo meilikano peifenga ha, ngengo etu dengeli. Ilo ove mwene pa mwe, o hatu kutula membolo meilikano, opone e, kalunga ta kalunga inyenga ndungea e, mungala mwenye oe, onola no heta tu nonatu, ombali no heta tu veli vatatu, oneno nola no imwe. Onola no heta tu nonatu, ombali, o heta tu veli vatatu, one nonola no imwe.
Yeah, you can also call the toll-free number. It's a free number. Maybe you don't want to talk to nobody. You just want to speak off-air. You don't want to speak on the air, but you want to speak off-air. You can call the toll-free number. It's a free number. 08-00-22-335. I repeat, 08-00-22-335. Or you can call here in the studio. Don't hesitate. Keep on trying. The number is here in the studio is 083288401. That is the number in the studio. I repeat, 083288401. That is the number here in the studio. You can pick up your phone and call. You are perhaps going through difficulties inside of your life. Your life is like the life of Jonita, that you are addicted to alcohol, drugs, you have been despised by your family, you're not doing well at school, you have started drinking, and now you want to go out of school. Yes, you can call now in the studio. Don't hesitate. Call, pick up your phone. You don't need to suffer. You can just surrender your life to God, and your life is going to change. Call now the studio here at 083288401. That is a number in the studio. Pastor Festus, this person have to understand that God can change their life. Mm-hmm. They don't need to suffer. Maybe this person is thinking that he's born to suffer. Mm-hmm. You don't need to suffer. That's why God sent his only son. His only son. So that your life can change. Mm-hmm. And God is the way.
That's it. Kashimba, ototi kucha, owakani fanali longa we, owakani fanalo fikola we, inimeishe yongala mwenye ya hulila mwenye ngui, aha we, ungala mwenye ya hapo ya hulila hapo, ae, pamototi kucha, amondili nale medura dopo kati, ilo pamwe, kapenario mitoku yako fikola, kapenario mitoku mwenye ilonga, kucho medula dilipi uli, kucho mongalo ilipipi uli, osho kashinasha, ae. Ngengo uli medula dukrupe, yoshu okwati kucha, ondali ndina engono eshindali ndine edula dirio milongo ne. Ndepe ifo ndine edula dirio milongo etatu. Ndafafanashi genga ashindali nga henya. So, oshashi kucha, okwali ali pukalunga. So, vengenge natango yowe hena pukalunga ngashi peife nga ato pukine. Ino pumbwa kuya kukule no kuli ngashi uli kucho uli peni nga ho. Opo ikuli opoto pukine kola diyo yopo. No meidika no hatuke kuningila. Engo no takalungo tati holo kamonga na mwenyo he.
All right, we have one caller. Caller, you are live on Eagle FM. What up to? Hello?
I think it's off.
All right. Okay, we lost that caller, but you can keep on trying, keep on calling. The number is 083288401. I repeat, 083288401. There is a number here in the studio. Or you can call the toll-free number. It's a free number. The number is 08-00-22-335. I repeat, 08-00-22-335. They can call, right, Pastor Festus,
yes,
without hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus is the way out of this person's problem. And only God can transform your life. Remember, in the end of the program, we are going to pray for your water. Hear the Lord Jesus say, and the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be this mate. So the Lord is the one that will go with this person. And God will not leave nor forsake this person. Like he never forsake Jonita. He never forsake Jonita. He's the one that went before her. He's the one that brought her to church through the prayer of the mother. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter how big your problem is. Jesus is the way out and he has a plan for you. His plan is to take you out of the bottom of the well where you are in. Mm-hmm. Maybe you are screaming, but nobody's hearing you. You shout, nobody's hearing you. But God is there and God can change and make a change and make a difference in your life if you give him a chance.
Anotakutua kucha, omwene, oetai komeshoe. Tai komeshoe nga helipi. Kapena utai komeshoe aninge njila doe dikale dawapala, ahawe, hame, hanumu omovanu, ae, kalunga mwene, if unga toto kufa kulandura kalunga, ilo kulandura njila dae, o kalunga tai komeshoe, o praninge omalila oe, akale mawapala, awapaleke njila doe, amangulule ungaloyo ngalamwenyo oe, so, esu wapungoku ninga, okominte dahunima, kenda balo kutudengela, opotu kutule membolo meirikano, ilo ungolike oe, tuntule membolo meirikano, oshima shipuelela, totudengele kono mwala yongo dipeifenga hama o studio, onola ohetatu, onatu, ombali, ohetatu veri vatatu, oneno nola noimwe. Onola no etatu no natu, ombali no etatu veri vatatu, oneno nola noimu.
Yeah, and remember that we are going to pray for your water, because the Lord Jesus state here in the book of Exodus, chapter 23-25, so you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. So God state that he's going to bless your water and your bread, and he will take sickness away from you. Maybe there is a sickness inside of your body. Maybe right now you are on a sick bed in the hospital, or you are in prison. Maybe you're in prison, you didn't receive any visit, you are being rejected, being despised, like you are just thrown away. But we are here because God has a plan for you. God have not thrown you away. Like God changed the thief on the cross. He said, today you will be with me in paradise. Why? Because the thief, he surrendered himself over. Jesus came for those who are suffering, those who are depressed, those who are suicidal, those, maybe this person is maybe a thief, a church or a thief. And maybe this person is thinking, oh, I'm a thief, the Lord will not have mercy on me. But the Lord's mercy is great. It never ends, it never fails. What this person needs to do is just to take the Lord's hand and go forward. Right, Pastor Jesus?
Pamwena kalunga, kashinane kucho omongkalo ulipipo ongala mwenyewe ili. Ngashi umfitate shipopitate kucha haa. Uwa nwa motati kucha, ame ngwame opondita mbure kukukalunga kange. Ngengo ndiri ombuji, ngengo ndiri onani uinganga mwifi, ngengo ndiri mongara mwenyei. Kalungo tatunungo kutambulange kombela, ahawe, kalungo kwende la, okoila omwenesha Kristo okoila, ava veri mulu nde. Ava veri menga la mwenyo dakana, ava veri menga la mwenyo di, ava veri menga la mwenyo dahano unma. Opo, kalunge eluri ke mwene menga la mwenyo davo, opo umwe omo vanu takatala kunga la mwenyo inyari hano unma, yeta mwono kucha ahawe kalungo kweli shi. I'm saying that God, he come for the people who are destroyed, who are, their lives are not good, the drunkard, the people who are sick, who are in a horrible life, so that he may show himself that he is God in the life of that person who is destroyed. By the way, nobody come to God if their lives are okay.
Mm-hmm. And we are going to have a break in about 15 seconds. And then we are going to be back after this break. But remember, you can always call in. The number here in the studio is 0832 083-288-401. I repeat, 083-288-401. There is a number here in the studio. Or you can call the toll-free number. It's a free number, a free line at 0800-22-3335. I repeat, 0800-22-3335. There is a number here in the studio. You can call in and there will be someone ready to pick up the phone. Stay tuned after this break.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
All right, we are back. You can call here in the studio now. 0832-888-401. I repeat, 0832-888-401. They can call this number in the studio, Pastor Festus.
Yes. To dengele kono mala ngodi, onola no hetat nonatu, ombali no hetat veri va tatu, one nonola no imwe. Onola, o hetatu nonatu, ombali, o hetatu veri va tatu, one nonola no imwe.
Yes. We are all over. Like, we are in the north. We are in the coast. We are here in Windhoek. You can look for the address. You can call the toll-free number and look for address for the nearest church near to your house. Yes. Call now and include the name of a loved one. Include the name of a friend, family member in the prayer book. Here in the studio, the number is 0832-888-401. I repeat, 0832-888-401. That is the number here in the studio. They can call the number, Pastor Festus.
No, to dengue le kono mala ongo di mo studio mu pe ifenga ha onola no hetatu nanatu ombari o hetatu veli vatatu one nonola no imwe onola no hetatu nanatu ombari o hetatu veli vatatu one nonola no imwe.
Yeah, that is a number here in the studio. Call now. We are almost coming to the end of our program. You can prepare a glass of water, a bottle of water near to your vice, and we are going to pray. And definitely, God is going to take away the sickness. God is going to take away the problems inside of your life. Yes, maybe you are a victim of witchcraft. You are unable to sleep during the night. You are depressed, suicidal. Maybe you are addicted to alcohol or addicted to drugs. Or maybe you have tried. You tried by yourself, by the strength of your arms, but you are not managing. This person is not managing. Because without God, we can do nothing.
Yeah. Kashimbo tokenda balanasho, tokenda balanasho. Ashike ito fikio mafikilo, molo ashi. Pwe na kalunga ini maite idrugu ya ngashi ino kukala. So ashike, ngengo wa Kongo, sha ashikalunga oshe hatu mkongo. Oshike mbelo oshe tuno kukonga kalunga. Oshe shikalunga kulike shepamwe. Kalunga kuli hapa ndiri, kalunga kuli hapa uli, kalunga kuli unyunya ushe. Onoene apumbo kukonga kalunga. Kalunga haa. Etumola yolo loli mome pomo. O uneta holo lo kunkonga. Ilo utatoko lo kunkonga. Ota monika. Shasho kwa chikucha konge ninge. Manga pene fimbo. E fimbolo nga ha. Lo kukonga kalunga. Kucho omongo jomu. Peife nga ha. Shingo ndwete kucha. Otuna mutu omakwatafano. Ngoti ka elina o ilo. Pwa mwe itatufiki penya na penya molwa. Umayambe kwa hatuwa mwana. Nena mani, nena mani, nena duwete kucho mapita mwenye, mwishilongu wa shishe, odula no mwombayo, nduwete kucha pita mwomo. Ashike, ovo utotupuli kinenga haa, utoturuku tutengela. Opo tutule onkwane dimoe membolo meilikano. Ilove mwene, tukutule membolo meilikano. Peifenga haa.
What did you say, Pastor Jesus?
I'm saying for those who are going through. So God is everywhere. And one is the one who need to seek God. God is everywhere, but one is the one who need to seek him. If one does not seek him, God will be there looking to him with problems and he have nothing to do. But when a person call upon God, seek the help of God, straightforward.
Yeah.
Because he's there.
Yeah.
Wherever they are.
Exactly. Mm. So you can prepare now your glass of water. We are going to make a prayer now. And for sure, God is going to take away all the problems, all the difficulties that you are going through in your life. So prepare your glass of water. After this break, we are going to come with the prayer. And we believe that without God, we can't do anything. So with God, we can do all things. So prepare a glass of water. After this break, we are going to come back with the prayer.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Our God and our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we have the water in our hands, and we pray for all those, my God, perhaps who is afflicted. Some of them, my Lord, are a victim of witchcraft, or maybe this mother have a son, have a daughter that is addicted to alcohol, addicted to drugs. Maybe they have tried to do all the means in order to find help, but they have not found the help they really needed. Father, I pray, Lord, that you may help this person who called in the toll-free number, asking for a prayer, asking to a name to be included in the prayer book. I pray for them all. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you may remove all the curses, all the problem. In the name of the Lord Jesus, bless this water, I pray. I also pray, my Lord, for the Stop Suffering supporters, those who made it possible from the church, who helped with the program. Lord, I pray that you may bless them abundantly, for them not to stop, but for them to continue, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Kalunga kange medina la Jesus Christus. Katulie osha tuke apa kalunga kange mola. Dio mundele opena ova nuvoeva hapu, ova vakundukila ela dio davo. Ki tunda ishe oshilongo kalunga kange. Mora ovahala ekwa foloe. Ove o ulipamwe navo paifenga ha kalunga kange, ove o ihonyengwa kushe, ova nuvoeve li vekulinekelela, engala mwenyo davo vekulinekelela, omo ujuta vasha keneke, mokungu dumana pamwe nashe kalunga kange paifenga mola dio. O andi kuindile kalunga kange opo uninge o inenelonga yoe no ikumi falonga yoe, mengala mwenyo dova nuvoe kalunga kange kenele nenele veli, o mepoe evelulo ne mepoe mangululo kalunga kange, ne ilonge mengala mwenyo nyo davo kalunga kange o medina la Jesus Christus kalunga ne kufilongenda kalunga ne kuyambeke kalunga ne kumangulule kalunga ne kuvelule peifenga eshitono meva hoyo yambe kwa mangululwa ovevelulwa o medina la Jesus Christus. Amen.
Amen. You may drink now your water by faith. Praise God. In case you are here in the capital, in Windhoek, we have our headquarters here in Ospenplatt, number 32 Independence Avenue. Tomorrow is Friday. Tomorrow we are going to pray for those who are bound with chains. Maybe they are not free. Maybe addicted to alcohol, addicted to drugs, a victim of witchcraft, a person that is unable to find the freedom. The chains is going to be broken on, off. Maybe this person is not independent, but God is going to give this person an independent life. Yes. So you can come. Our first service is 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock or 3 o'clock or 6 p.m. So you can find your way through in, and for sure God is going to help you.
Ngengo uri ko Havana ilo ko kuria haba ilo ke hambo danehale ilo mo Greenwella ototu hange po mo Daniel Streeta mo Greenwella mo vene
po pepino ka polifi o elongelo kalongale totali tame ke po hamano yongu la inene o tunari lo ponlongo mongu langasho e fikuolo la kulali nene le fikule manguluko ava uete kuchongara monyo ine imanguluka nando shilongo chosha manguluka ototu hangene mo glini wala ponlongo po tapikalo elongelo kalongale tulinene o tunayo no ponatu no po hamano kalongale meyambeke.
Yeah, in case you find yourself as well in here at Coringava, we also have a church. Pastor Brandon, where is the church in Coringava?
You can find us in Ondodo Street, opposite ShopRite USAF. The services will be at 7 in the morning, 10 o'clock, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m.
Yeah, so you can come there anywhere, maybe in Katatura at Groot Winkels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mo Katatura, huh? O tulime eftolado di kulu, do adufano kruot vengela, o me panda vanda o kujaike mo independencia, pokona ya Kamauk Street.
Yeah. Or even if you are in the north, maybe you know Shakati, maybe you know Dangwa, maybe you are in Oshikango. I don't know, but you can call the toll-free number and inquire about the church.
Yeah.
Right, Pastor Festus. Where is our church in Oshakati again, Pastor?
Oshakati o tulime ndalayo ya kulea kanjenge jopo. Opo ike peno universal church hapo. Ole tungilo ambala lipo la kulano kuliopo. Opo ne umondangwa. Oturi po pepino komunchi wola. Koni meke yo fikola yo poluno playmali. Otpasha amano hola. Oka kliniki no kahanga. Oka kliniki oholo. Ongeleko ili oyashikulo ohola ngaho.
Mm-hmm. In Ondangwa pasa.
Yes, Ondangwa. I'm speaking about Ondangwa now.
Okay, no, Shakati is main road.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Or maybe you are nearby Oshikuku, maybe Otapi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oshikuku. Otodruku ya ko Shakati na tango. Yonahana tango otodruku ya po Mutapi.
Uh-huh.
Utapi otulieke po vipino shop light apo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find the church there near to your room, near to your house, and for sure, God can take away all the problems that you are having. Yes, tomorrow we are going to celebrate here in Namibia the 35 years of independence.
Of independence.
And for sure, as the country is making independence tomorrow, God can also give you this independence in your life.
Of life, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you can just give him a chance, mm-hmm. You can come and get the prayer, or you can call the toll-free number as well. Call the toll-free number. Toll-free number is 0800-22-3335. I repeat, 0800-22-3335. And you can inquire about the nearest church near to your house. And definitely, we are also going to pray for you. And you can also include the name of your loved ones in the prayer book,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Yes.
Right.
Oto drukwe da o mkwane jimo oye, membolo meilikano. Kucho kongo joto dengele, oyo nola no etatu, no laveli vavali, no mbali vavali, no natu vatatu, no nano. So, oto druku dengela kongo joto natango, ove to enjo madino wakwane jimo voe, membolo meilikano. Opo tu ilikane ne umboloe.
Mm-hmm. So impossible is just a word. With God, all things are
possible
for those who believe.
Mm-hmm.
So just believe. Even if we go now from the radio, you can also call the toll-free number and keep on calling. It's a 24 hours toll-free number. You can call anywhere, and for sure God is going to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
So we have come to the end of our program. We have come to the end of our program, and I would like to hear from you. If you can call in the studio Tuesdays and Thursdays, asking for prayers to be included in names of, for your family to be included in the name of prayer, book of prayer, you can call, and for sure God is going to bless you. Right, Pastor Festus?
Yes. To tu dengele opo kalunga druku lundrula ongala mwenyo e ilo wakwane dimo voeno hona tango ototu dengele neko no mwala yetu yongo di onola no etat no imu nandenge no watu kafikia pola oladio eipe ifenga ha ongo di etu yo tayufano kucho oyoshali
Oiri alushe momepo, kucho omoka tikufiku. Wapendu kapa mweno kuliku jitena wapa mweto pondbana ndo kulikini maomo ufiku wako. Oto denga ashikende to ningilo ilikano pefimbopo, nde kalunga teku mangula kwa ishoyo.
Yeah, so we have come to the end of our program. Remember, we are always from Tuesday and Thursday here from 9 to 10 in the evening. So until next week, Tuesday and Thursday, oshuete, tot sins, bye-bye, go with the Lord.